here looking that way. We have discovered the infinite inside. You see this? We have discovered the non-existence. Non-existence in here, in me. I don't need to look further away from galaxies. Inward, and amazingly before scientific understanding of this, all the gurus in history will talk about the journey inside. And they will say, you will find everything inside. Everything. And Rumi will talk about it very clearly. Non-existence. He said, everything is in non-existence. Don't look for it in existence. It's there. Non-existence. This is what we really are. Then, first one was the problem of believing in intelligence only. Second one was superficial information. The third one, what was the third one? Juhud. Remember that Jew. We call it Jew, not because being Jewish. Juhud means what? Means someone who counts on his own effort only. That's jahd. Means effort. In a way, juhud means effortist. They believed in one part of it, which is effort. And they forgot about the other part. There are two parts. One is the effort, the other one is, let's call it luck. Because we don't understand it, it's not luck, but looks like luck because we don't know. But it happens, just like that. I mean, a fellow is walking the street, suddenly becomes a magician, becomes a lover, becomes someone else. We are trying to do that. Those three stories were the basis. The third story we talked about, envy, jealousy, self-belief, and egocentrism in a way. The basic of narcissism. All of these diseases are in here. How? Because in here I believe in a personality. And in one hand it's correct because me, the real part of me is my personality, is we, the role I play out there. So being a part of something, you will have a different meaning. You remember the meaning of this? This is something white, China. When it is a part of coffee drinking, it will have the meaning of cup. When I'm a part of this we, I have a real meaning. For outside, okay? We are looking for that. Now, we are digging the real wisdom about that. Why do we do this? Because we finished a long story. Please do not forget. We had a long story explaining something very precisely, very accurately. Do you remember? It was the form and the essence, basically. Because form is what animal sees, that is form. And this is the essence. And we understand that. A form, a body of a human being, yes, it's a woody stuff. But when you talk about Mahatma Gandhi, do you refer to any flesh or bone over there? No, there is something else. The spirit which is not dead, which is not gone, which is not a history, is here, is in my heart. Right? We are looking to that. So, first of all, you should understand, it is essence. Essence is it. The form. But at the end, he said, do not forget, you cannot touch the essence. You could touch the form. Form is here for you to change the essence. You want to change the essence of your life? You cannot. But you can change the form of your life. If you change your lifestyle, you will become someone else. Because who are you really? You are the outcome of your life. So at the same time, we live it and we build it with the way we live it. That's the game. Okay? So we understood that. Yes, we aim for essence, but we work with form. The juice of knowledge is down there, and you are sitting on top of a wall. These walls are the criteria you create for yourself. This will stop you of drinking the water. That's the new story. We'll start from this now. Okay. Then we are in the second paragraph. The second paragraph started with something very related to that subject. That when I say get rid of these bricks, I don't mean tomorrow. Because every single day, unknowingly, you add it to the wall. You build up something. Start to get rid of it. Now, this is the moment to change your lifestyle, therefore you change the outcome. He was explaining this and he told us that this is a very bizarre subject. You see, I'm going here and there. I again have to mention the necessity of you challenging you inside. You dealing with your ego. This is something that you have to do. You have to kill that one. And by killing, we don't mean hanging or shooting. That could be done, but you cannot do it. A magician will do that. You have to repeat something again and again and again. Exactly the way you build it, the wall, you get rid of it. By repeating something out here. And remember, while you are doing this, your enemy is alive and objecting. Inside of you, there is this resistance. You should shut this resistance down. When, now, you are the essence of the beauty in here, but you are in the well. You have to grasp that rope to come out. Because what we call humanity is a potential in us. It has to be activated, brought out. For this, you have to understand that this is not me. We always say, when you're looking at this, you are looking at a dust, a cone of dust. You should realize that, somebody is riding in the desert. This is the dust turning around behind its vehicle. That's how it works. You have to understand there is something behind this. This is the form, the essence is inside. Always remember that word. What is that essence inside? First of all, look at that. What is inside, the real essence of inside? Vacuum, non-existence. Outside, the same. Something that we don't understand, it doesn't exist in this level. But it exists in another level, like me. Imagine that if you really take the matters in all my body, it won't be visible at all. Could you imagine that? No, let me help you. If you put all the matter of the earth pull it together, compress it, there is no vacuum. It will be smaller than a basketball. This is how much matter is in Earth. And you know what? There are little particles that they are traveling through the space. They come and they go through the Earth. Because there is nothing over there. They pass. We are building a huge, enormous reservoir under the mountain, so many kilometers down, with all the sensors, with the hope that count some of these. Because we know they don't care about our institution. They don't care about the Earth. They just go through it. Because it's hollow. Do you see the proportion? Mind-boggling. That the hollow, it is everything. So, inside, we believe, there is the light, the source. The source doesn't need to be outside to make me. It's in me, and it's building me up from inside. There is a center of me, we call it qalb, it means the heart, it means the center, and it's the house of God, because that's where everything happens. We are carrying that light in us. Everything is carrying that light in us. Everything is carrying that emptiness to the same proportion, right? There is something out of touch, but there is something, we call it vacuum because we don't understand it. We don't know what it is, but we know it's there. The energy is there. One of the things that we have cheated in our science is we ignored the explanation of what stuff. We don't know, so we don't talk about it. That serious stuff is this. Everything in this universe is traveling and going around, circling. We don't know why. We don't know where the energy is coming. And we know it's at the subatomic level. Up to the galaxies are turning around each other with mind-boggling speeds. And we don't know why. Get dizzy if you think about it too much. But in all of this, we reflect that we have two kinds of feeling. One is the animal understanding, which enlightens a little bit. Animals, they understand the environment enough to live, don't they? That information. And we know we have much more. This is light over light for us. One of the feelings I have, one of the information or views or whatever you want to call it, because it has feeling, one is pulling me down towards this, and this is my animal part. I understand this. There is another one which is taking me up. What do you mean by up? I get high. What is that? I'm really out of this level in another level. Ecstasy. That's what love does. Kindness does. When you're kind. When you're kind to someone. The feeling, the feedback is a sensation which is indescribable. That's what we are looking for. He said, remember, there are two alam, two universes. And you see the dust, but you don't see the horseman. Look around you. Even you yourself. Did you start it yourself? Or you were started like a lancer. Somebody lanced you. You have a certain, a lot of this torque.